Emotional Intelligence 2.0. Author, Travis Bradbury, Jean Greaves. The Impact of EQ. Emotional intelligence, EQ, has been tested alongside 33 other important workplace behaviors and was found to subsume the majority of them, including time management, decision-making, and communication. EQ is so critical to success that it accounts for 58% of performance in all types of jobs. It is the single biggest predictor of performance in the workplace and the strongest driver of leadership and personal excellence. Emotional intelligence has four skills that pair up under two primary competencies, personal competence and social competence. Personal competence is made up of the self-awareness and self-management skills. Social competence is made up of the social awareness and relationship management skills. Self-awareness strategies. Getting to know yourself inside and out is a continuous journey of peeling back the layers of the onion and becoming more and more comfortable with what is in the middle, the true essence of you. 1. Observe the ripple effect from your emotions. Since emotions are the primary drivers of your behavior, it's important you understand the effect they have on other people. 2. Lean into your discomfort. The biggest obstacle to increasing your self-awareness is the tendency to avoid the discomfort that comes from seeing yourself as you really are. 3. Feel your emotions physically. To better understand the physical effects of your emotions, try closing your eyes and think of a couple of events from your life that generate strong emotions. 4. Know who and what pushes your buttons. Knowing who and what pushes your buttons and how they do it is critical to developing the ability to take control of these situations and calm yourself down. 5. Watch yourself like a hawk. Slow yourself down and take in all that's in front of you, allowing your brain to process all available information before you act. 6. Don't be fooled by a bad mood. When you're stuck in a bad mood, it's not a good time to make important decisions. You'll have to remain aware of the mood and understand it if you hope to keep it from leading you to make mistakes that will only pull you down further. 7. Don't be fooled by a good mood either. A good mood can deceive your thinking just as much as a bad one. When you are feeling excited and really happy, it's easy to do something you'll regret. 8. Visit your values. As you run around struggling to check your daily to-dos off your list, it's easy to lose sight of what's really important to you, your core values and beliefs. Before you know it, you find yourself doing and saying things that deep down you don't feel good about or believe in. 9. Check yourself. Without question, how you feel is reflected on how you look. It's important to notice your mood and consider its influence upon your demeanor. 10. Seek feedback. Others' views can be a real eye-opener by showing you how other people experience you. Putting the perspectives together helps you see the entire picture, including how your emotions and reactions affect other people. Self-management strategies. Self-management builds upon self-awareness. Ample self-awareness is necessary for effective self-management because you can only choose how to respond to an emotion actively when you're aware of it. A high level of self-management ensures you aren't getting in your own way and doing things that limit your success. There are some strategies that would help you manage your emotions to your benefit. 1. Create an emotion versus reason list. Whenever you find your mind having a battle of the brains, emotional versus rational, it's time to make a list that distinguishes the emotional side of the argument from the rational one. 2. Make your goals public. If you clearly tell other people what you're setting out to accomplish, their awareness of your progress creates an incredible sense of accountability. 3. Sleep on it. Giving yourself that extra day, week, or month to digest the situation before moving forward is all you need to stay in control. 4. Set aside some time in your day for problem solving. A 15-minute period every day where you turn off your phone, walk away from your computer, and take time to just think is a great way to ensure your decisions aren't muddled by your emotions. 5. Take control of your self-talk. By learning to control your self-talk, you can keep yourself focused on the right things and manage your emotions effectively. Accept responsibility for your actions and no one else's. In other words, stop telling yourself, "It's all my fault," or even, "It's all their fault." 6. Clean up your sleep hygiene. Self-management requires patience, flexibility, and alertness, which are the first things to go when you don't get a good night's sleep. 7. Speak to someone who is not emotionally invested in your problem. His unique perspective will help you see things differently and expand your options. 8. Learn a valuable lesson from everyone you encounter. Approaching everyone you encounter as though they have something valuable to teach you is the best way to remain flexible, open-minded, and much less stressed. You can do this with any situation in your life. 9. Put a mental recharge into your schedule. Exercise releases chemicals in your brain like serotonin and endorphins that recharge it and help to keep you happy and alert. It also strengthens areas in your brain that are responsible for good decision-making, planning, organization, and rational thinking. 10. Accept that change is just around the corner. When you anticipate change and understand your options if changes occur, you prevent yourself from getting bogged down by strong emotions like shock, surprise, fear, and disappointment when changes actually happen. Social awareness strategies. Social awareness is centered in your ability to recognize and understand the emotions of others. To build this skill, you will need to observe people in all kinds of situations. There are strategies that will help you tackle the obstacles that get in your way. 1. Watch body language. 2. Make timing everything. 3. Develop a back pocket question. A back pocket question is what you use just in case to bail you out of any awkward silence. This strategy buys you time so you can get to know someone better and shows the other person that you're interested in his thoughts and feelings. 4. Don't take notes at meetings. 5. Plan ahead for social gatherings. 6. Live in the moment. 7. Go on a 15-minute tour. Take just 15 minutes to observe things you've never noticed before. Other people's moods can provide you with critical hints about how things are going both individually and collectively. 8. Practice the art of listening. 9. Understand the rules of the culture game. Our world is a melting pot of vastly different cultures. These cultures interact, live, and conduct business with each other according to very specific rules. It is a requirement to learn how to become emotionally intelligent across cultures. The secret to winning this culture game is to treat others the way they want to be treated, not the way you would want to be treated. 10. Catch the mood of the room. Relationship management strategies. No man is an island. Relationships are an essential and fulfilling part of life. Since you are one half of any relationship, you bear half the responsibility of deepening these connections. The following strategies will help you work on what's critical to making relationships work. Be open and be curious. Avoid giving mixed signals. Take feedback well. Build trust. Only get mad on purpose. Don't avoid the inevitable. Explain your decisions, don't just make them. Align your intention with your impact. Offer a fix-it statement during a broken conversation. Tackle a tough conversation. EQ is a skill set that can be learned and unlearned. If you stop practicing these skills, somewhere down the road, you'll almost certainly allow tough circumstances to overpower you, and you'll slide right back into those old bad habits.